Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, the chapter on patience and the virtues of patience. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال لما كان يوم حنين آثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ناسا في القسمة فأعطى الأقرع بن حابس 100 من الإبل وأعطى عيين بن حصن 100 مثل ذلك وأعطى ناسا من أشراف العرب وآثارهم يومئذ في القسمة فقال رجل والله إن هذه قسمة ما عدل فيها وما أريد فيها وجه الله فقلت والله لأخبرن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتيته فأخبرته بما قال فتغير وجهه حتى كان كالصرف ثم قال فمن يعدل إذا لم يعدل الله ورسوله ثم قال يرحم الله موسى قد أوذي بأكثر من هذا فصبر فقلت لا جرم لا أرفع إليه بعدها حديثا متفق عليه. Yesterday we did a hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was resting in the shade of the Kaaba Sharif using his upper garment as a pillow. It was hot, taking shade. And then a sahabi told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O sahaba, mentioned to Rasulullah sallam, will you not make dua for us? Will you not seek help for us? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned the attention to the difficulties of the people of the previous times. In other words, whenever you are going through some difficulty, understand that there are other people that are going through worse difficulties than you. If you put your mind on that, then that difficulty that you are going through will seem small. But if you look at whatever difficulty you are going through and you think this is the biggest problem in the world, then you'll just aggravate the situation. So one very effective and very powerful means of reducing stress of a problem is to think that there are many people that are going through worse, and my condition also could have been worse. Allah Ta'ala make shukr, I make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He didn't make my condition so worse. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion, he told them of a person in the previous ummah that a hole would be dug, or hole was dug, and he was put into the hole, and then a metal comb was brought, and his skin was raked off his body right up till the bone. So the flesh and the bone was separated, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a saw was placed. Well, first a saw was placed on this person. That was the method the hadith mentioned. A saw was placed. He was split into two. His skin and his flesh were separated from his bone. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is only on account of his deen. Nothing else. Not that people hated him or people had any other grudge against him or some gunah he committed. It was because of his deen. So in other words, what you are going through, make little bit of sabr. So today's hadith also, we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions about in his own self when some difficulty was coming with regards to him, and he mentions about the sabr that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that after the battle of Hunain, Hunain is the name of a valley about 10 miles from Makkah Sharif, moving in the direction of Ta'if, you'll find is a valley there that is called Hunain. So a battle had taken place there in Shawwal, 8th year after Hijrah. And alhamdulillah, the Muslims were victorious in this battle, captured large amount of booty. So anyway, this Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that after the battle of Hunain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave preference to some people in distributing the booty. Now there was a lot of booty, a lot of wealth that had come from this particular battle. About 40,000 sheep and goats and about 20,000 camels were captured by the Muslims. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, dunya never impressed him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew akhirat was everything. Deen was what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's focus on. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what he did was, he gave preference in distributing the booty. He gave 100 camels to Al-Aqra' ibn Habis, and a similar number to Ayina ibn Hisn. Now these were leaders of tribes that were very prominent. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam did was, he gave them extra to bring them closer to Islam. Naturally, the leader becomes close to Islam. The leader gets interested in Islam. So what will happen is the whole nation, that whole qawm also will come into deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was thinking about deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was thinking. So he gave a little bit more to these leaders because they were well known in Jahiliyat, and they were also well known in Islam. So they were well known people also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave 100 camels to Aqra ibn Habis and a similar number to Uyina ibn Hisn. He also gave some noblemen of the Arabs and gave them preference in the distribution. So those people that were noble, those people that were well known, the Ashraful Arab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them extra to win them over. So this was, and it was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's prerogative. It was his right to do it. It wasn't was anything he was doing wrong. Because of their status, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving them more with the hope that these people will become closer to Islam, they will accept Islam. Now what had happened was, a man said, by Allah, this distribution is not just, and neither is it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, this was a munafiq that made that statement, that this distribution of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not a just distribution, and it's not done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, it was done for the nafs. Imagine what a thing to say, what a serious thing to say. This was being distributed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of effort and time it takes to do all these things, firstly to be out in battle, then to be victorious, and now to take charge and start distributing with the hope that you can get people into Islam. And now somebody makes a statement like this, that by Allah, this man said, this distribution is not just, and neither is it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, saying, I said to the man, by Allah, I'm going to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore I went to him and told him what the man had said. His face, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's face changed color to red, and then he said, who will be just if Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not just? Who can be just if Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not just? He then added, may Allah ta'ala shower mercy on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the part I was talking about. May Allah ta'ala shower mercy upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was harmed more than this, but he exercised patience. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reminding himself of the difficulties that the Bani Israel had given Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the difficulties that he had to endure with the Bani Israel. But yet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made sabr. So what is there if these people, if this person is saying this about my distribution? In other words, reminding himself, teaching us, when we're going through difficulties, remind ourselves that there are others that are going through worse times. So let us not become despondent, and let us not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he was harmed more than this, but he made sabr, he exercised patience. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, I thought to myself, in future I will most certainly not inform him of such things. This was the love that Sahaba had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He realized that when he gave this message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got upset because of a serious statement that was made. A serious statement that could be detrimental to the iman of many people. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu got upset. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never got upset for himself. He always got upset for the purposes of deen. But Abdullah Mas'ud says that I realized that I won't do this in future. And the reason for this is I don't want to upset Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from here. Especially, this was something that was important to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to keep the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was something at the top of their minds. So therefore, when we have seniors, we have people like our parents, elderly people, etc., our asatiza, our ulama, etc., we should always see that how we can keep them happy, rather than telling them and informing them of everything that will make them sad. How often you hear of old people, people will give them story that this person passed away, that person passed away, these people are getting sick, that people are getting sick, so many people are in hospital. What do we need to tell old people these kind of stories? We should tell them things that will make them happy. Here Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud, a great faqih in this ummah, he is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something so important. He's saying, I won't say this again because I realize it upset Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So often we know certain things upset people, but we'll go and give them sad stories. What is there? What we should rather be doing is telling them things that will make them happy. This is a sign of iman of a believer, is that he always wants to make other people happy for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.